Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Media Network. I want to wish everyone a happy Easter. And tonight we're going to talk about how to build your company. There is a company out there called Ridian City who wants to build your business, put out graphics and text and excellent logo and great websites. And e-commerce, build your store, sell your products and services, have awesome SEO, great Google Maps, and great marketing. Yes, you can do all this under the umbrella of Ridian City. Give Ridian a call at 561-872-1314. And now, it's The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And let me bring on our host, everybody's host, Joe Goldner.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Happy Easter for everyone, except for the guy in the White House and all the Democrats that are attacking Easter all day long, in fact, the last 24 hours. Well, other than that, he has risen, and, there are some atheists, but it's funny, the atheists and the communists are together in this, and they don't care about religion of any kind. There's not a reason why you shouldn't be voting Democrat anytime soon. The late Joe Lieberman, who is Jewish, he was just buried yesterday, he said that, and he was a Democrat, he became independent. He said that that's not the Democratic Party he knew back in the day. So that's a big thing there. It's one of the last things he said, in fact. But let's get into something. There is a lot of hatred that's going on in this country around, and for a lot of reasons, political and stuff like that. And today, at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and their when they have the Easter services, we had Hamas decide to do a little demonstration inside the cathedral with a group of people with a banner and stuff like that. They kicked them out, but we shouldn't be having that's in Fifth Avenue, that's in the middle of Manhattan. We shouldn't even have that. And that's a big thing there. And Hamas is a terrorist organization that needs to be eliminated from the face of the planet. But it's not the main snake that has the snake. It's Iran. And if Iran is the one, and the real head of the snake is Biden and Obama, because they're the ones that open up the funnels to the monies to Iran, who is able to supply Hamas and Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations like the Houthis. So in order to end this terrorism and all that, you got to get rid of the head of the snake, that's Obama and Biden and all the Democrats. It's a shame what's going on, especially right now in this holy day, the holiest day of the year for the for Christians around the world, between Good Friday when he was at the cross and then he was buried in the tomb and then he risen on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And that's why everybody hears him. He has risen to cleanse our souls and take the battle from us. The deal is this. You got a lot of people that start to go attack them, like Biden proclaimed today as the Transgender Awareness Day. He claims that every March 31st they do that. There's not a set date in any which way you want to do that. First of all, transgenderism is just mental illness. It's not real. You got to understand and welcome God created man in his image and then a woman in his image too, so they could build a life. And two genders, male or female. You got to learn to be comfortable. You got to be comfortable in who you are. Men are there, women are there. There's certain things that men can do that women can't do, and there's certain things that women can do that men can do. And, you know, it goes back and forth. But you need both to make a family. You need both to make a child. You need both to complete your life. And that's why God did what he did. And the Bible, everything's based off of the Bible, including the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, the Pens, Fellows, Papers, all have one thing in common, it's the Bible. And it's very important. The number one movie in the world in history is Passion of Christ with Mel Gibson. He got attacked from it, and the star of that movie, who also did Sound of Freedom, among other things, he's also, by the way, you can watch these things on Angel Studios. You get the app for Angel Studios, and you go watch it there. Some of them is free, some of them isn't. So you got to check it out. So, but the bottom line is we have to end the hate, and we got to stop that, and that's a big thing, and we need to do that. And that's very important. And what's going on? You got not only Biden attacked Christianity and Easter, but Hochul did the same thing by declaring that all the buildings still being lined up with the cross, like it was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They sat with the lights. They lit up with the gay colors instead. And that's a slap in the face of Christianity. This week,
it's supposed to show that they're 2 years old in the head.
Yeah, this week, the Democrats, Biden and Hochul and all the others, because almost every single Democrat's on board with that. In fact, they all. I haven't heard anything attack them right now. That's complained about what they're saying and doing.
The Empire State Building. Is the Empire State Building lit up rainbow?
Yes.
Is it really? Oh.
Yeah, they did that, and it's wrong. And you know, sometimes if Easter, it's got to respect that Easter's been around for thousands of years. The transgender awareness thing has only been around for a few years, and the Easter, of course, takes precedence over everything.
They have no respect. They're 2 years old in the head. They're buddies.
Let me introduce Scarlett. Scarlett's our co-host, and I got on a tangent.
Hi, everybody.
This is really overwhelming. In fact, we started yesterday afternoon when it first broke out with the proclamation by the White House, and we did a pod. After an hour or two after my pod, Trump came out with his little statement, and Trump is asking for an apology to all Christians around the, not in this country, but around the world.
Not going to get it, but he's doing good.
Of course.
He's right.
But
it's not
the
part. They have no respect. They don't respect themselves. How could they respect others? They don't love themselves. How can you expect them to love others? They have no understanding of this concept.
You know, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. It's literally crazy. And you know what? This is not the first thing that went on.
What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around.
The last few weeks, it's been a death knell for the...
Because Biden's going to lose. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a lot. There's a big thing. They made so many different mistakes last few weeks.
They're going to be voted out. And then they're going to be arrested, and then they're going to be annihilated.
Every single Democrat is getting annihilated. So you know, and that is across the board.
And then there will be a determination, and then there will be an outcome. And the outcome will be to hang them. It costs no money. Cheap.
The sad thing is...
What is expensive today? And rope.
Yeah.
And then
what's really sad is that God's open enough to everybody. He tells you... To respect each other and to love all his people, but it's very hard
people,
to do that.
People were writing in Facebook today if Trump loses the election, the country is gone. I said, I live in Florida. Come live in Florida.
Oh, Trump is not going to lose the election.
I
know, but there's a few things that's coming down in the last few days and weeks, but. That will make it very difficult for any Democrat to win. Also, by the way, Warnock out in Georgia, who's supposed to be a pastor, also supported the transgender thing, so kicking his own religion out of the war fund.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won that seat back then, but he did. But he's going to.
Butting heads on this. You vote for it, you get what you vote for.
Yeah, but he is going to lose re-election.
You vote.
I think he's due for re-election next year.
People are stupid. They're gullible. They're suckers.
Right. They learned their lesson.
If you're voting for people who are corrupt, criminal, mental case 2-year-olds in the head.
You can't. The people got to understand not to vote for party, vote for the individual person, and you'll be better off. These people are like in New York or Chicago.
Because they're so in sync and indoctrinated. They want daddy to take care of them. They want everything, their money. They don't want to pay their school loans. They want cars and free money to buy homes. And live the life of Riley. That's what they want. They don't want to work for it because They have no concept of it. They don't know what it's like to earn it. They are silver spoons. Yep, they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy.
Their mothers and fathers were silver spoons. It's generations of lazy, pathetic, useless buttheads.
You know,
there's a lot of them in this country.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things going on, but the last few weeks, it's been very, very bad for Biden and the Democrats and for a lot of perceptions. Perception is a big thing for everybody. And if
you're
not...
You know how people vote, Joseph? They vote from their pocket.
Right.
They're struggling. What should they do? Put gas in their car or food on the table? Should they put food on the table?
And gas is going up and food is going up.
Should they put food on the table or pay the electric bill? Okay? Or pay the cable bill? Or buy my child a clothing because they're growing out of it? You know what I mean? You get it? So they're going to vote from their pocket. And what hurts them most is because they can't give to their child. And when a parent cannot do for their child, that is where the shit go down. You know, I don't want my child wearing hand-me-downs. I don't want to have to go to a secondhand shop to buy my child something. I want to buy it brand new. Walmart got real expensive. You know, everybody is expensive, from food to clothing to supplies. Furniture is expensive. TVs are expensive. Even computers are expensive. Okay, the ones that really work are very expensive. You know, Comcast is expensive. Electric is expensive. Okay, rent is insane. Okay, and if you're going to buy a home, that's insane. Things are not cheap. Okay, they're very pricey, and you have to put 20% down. Because if you do the ninja loans, are banks doing ninja loans?
No.
Okay.
They're not. They don't trust the
20%. Joe Biden is giving them the money.
No, no one. They're not getting any homes. Home sales are going.
Did you hear on the news the other night? That woman got the money from the government to put.
Yeah, but home—that's exception. Home sales are declining tremendously. Because
did you hear that woman on the news with the rainbow hair? She said.
Yeah, but don't go buy everything you want.
The government to put 20% down to buy a home.
And that's an exception to the rule, and the bank turned it down because they're not accepting it.
Come on.
They're not, because the banks are turning these down. The same thing with the student loans. The banks are telling all these students, do not listen to Biden. You're still going to get charged. If you don't pay, we're going to repossess you. Don't listen to him. He's lying to you. Every bank is sending the letters out saying that.
But they're stupid. They're gullible. Oh, thank you. Thank you, my king. You're so good to me.
Yeah, but they're not voting for Trump, for Biden, because they're going to vote for Trump because they've been notified by the banks.
Or they're going to vote for Bobby. Or they're going to vote for Bobby Jr.
Maybe.
No Bobby?
Maybe. No, maybe.
Got that woman. What's the story with his VP? Who the hell is
she? She's an ultra-left-wing. She's going to take votes away from Biden and Harris, and that's a good thing for Trump. On a three-way race, Trump wins hands down.
Is the
what?
First thing to hurt Biden?
I think so, don't forget, Biden refused to give Bobby Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection.
And especially of the Kennedy thing. He should have had it.
And because of that, he's stuck a knife in
life. But they don't protect life. They like death. They want annihilation genocide. Okay? So what do you think about a debate between Trump and Bobby? Because you know Joe don't got no brain.
It'll be a good debate. We'll see what it is.
If Biden doesn't debate Trump and Bobby comes, let's just say
be the end of Biden.
That'll be the end of Biden. Biden's a pussy. Yeah. Headline, Biden pussy. That's a great headline, huh?
Yeah. We'll see what that is.
In the meantime. is, will be.
In the meantime, besides Biden and the Democrats attacking Christians and God and Easter, they also attack. We'll get to that in a minute. Talking law enforcement. They're talking the family. But again, this is a little different because the same day they had services for the former police officer. Jonathan Dilla, a police officer, the hero who lost his life on a stop. Biden and refused to call or even name the name the officer, have to officer name, and he still hasn't.
He had a force in the name Lake and Riley. Okay.
And he had a force with Lake and Riley. That was the beginning, okay. And the illegal aliens. And then he apologized because if he called legally apologized to the illegal alien and the murderer, is that he called him illegal?
You're talking about Obama.
Right.
Obama's a faggot. Okay? He is into the transgender because his husband, Michael Obama, or Robinson, or whatever the fuck his name is, he is in a gay relationship. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he is for it. He's for transgender. Okay? Michelle Obama is a man. Have a strip naked. Check out her third leg. That's it. Okay? And it's not real. And they didn't have children. Okay? Those children are leased or borrowed or rented. Whatever it is. Okay? And so he's into the transgender thing. He's into all of it. He is just a piece of mud. He was mud when he was president, and now he's going for his third term, his fourth term, because now is his third term. He wants a fourth term, okay? So he's looking for a dominion to be his doer.
Yeah, except for one major thing. Every dominion scene has been kicked out officially as of right now. That's one of the breaking stories.
No, running for president, a person.
Yeah.
He's looking for a person to take on Trump. Because at the convention, they're going to take out Biden.
Maybe not.
Jill Biden don't have that much power. She just handles her husband.
I know. I don't know. But there's a big thing going on. And they threw all the cards and everything into one egg, all the eggs into one basket.
Maybe they'll put in Kamala.
I doubt it. But right now, everything's pointing, keeping Biden in there, the way they had set up and everything else. While they were having the services, for the former police officer Biden and Obama pedophile Clinton.
Biden were having an event at Carnegie Hall.
No, Radio City. You mean?
Okay.
For $25, they had $26 million. They got. Today that Trump is doing a Mar-a-Lago event, this month in April, where they expect to raise $33 million in that event, which is possible. Besides those little things, the difference between the Biden Democrats and Trump gets most of his donations for $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 stuff. The small, you and I and the people, Biden's getting it from the elites and the millionaires and deep state, and not the normal people or the what Trump calls the forgotten people. And the forgotten people.
You know what? I wish I was there to see who was in that room.
All the elites. It's all garbage.
I heard one. Queen Letitia was there.
Yeah, she turned her back on the people of Newark on that, and
yeah.
she's not, and she, that might cost her her Equalizer TV show. They're not too happy about that. And the other one, the other rapper, she may lose her label because she's going to lose a lot of money.
What other rapper?
There's a rapper, big time rapper, a heavy set woman. I can't think of her name. I heard stories say that her fans are walking away from her because most of the community that supports rappers are walking away from Biden.
Was Jay-Z and Beyonce there?
A lot of people in the industry, the music industry, are walking away from Biden and Obama because they know they're not for them. They're only for the big time elites and stuff. So it's a big thing there. But while they're doing that,
Sean, what was his name? The rapper, Sean. They raised his
phone. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I have no idea. I don't know what the story in that is. Talk about human trafficking and stuff like that. But Biden's a big time. Biden and Obama are big time human traffickers. They've been doing that. There's 330,000 children, missing children, that were let into this country, a company or unaccompanied. That's now disappeared in this country under Biden since 2021. We don't know where they are, and we think there's part of slave trade and stuff like that. And Dick Morris and his team.
Do you know there are businesses that have little children working in sweatshops in this country?
That's part of the illegals coming in, and that's the part of the things there. This is all, that's why Sound of Freedom is a very big movie. I urge everybody to watch if they haven't, because Biden and the Democrats, Obama included, is very bigly responsible for them.
And the Clintons.
Yes. But in the meantime, going back to the funeral services for the former police officer, first of all, I want to thank the New York Mets. And the New York Mets dedicated opening day to the former police officer. They have put his name on the big screen in the outfield, and they spent time did everything they do on the fallen hero. Thank you, the New York Mets. They did more for this family and the police officers in their recognition than the mayor, the governor and the Biden and all those people. So thank you for the mess. Meanwhile, on the second day, right after Trump came and paid respects to the fallen officer and got all the support from all the police officers and everything, Hochul, the governor of New York, tried to come. And she tried to come. Letitia James tried to come. And Bragg, all three of them were told to go, were kicked out, literally. They stopped them before they got to the door. The family and every law enforcement officer do not want you there. Get lost. And they all three, I believe, I'm not sure if that's true or not, but the story is that Hochul, Letitia James, and Bragg were served papers that they're being sued for trillions of dollars because of the death of the police officer because of their policies.
Oh, that wife is going after them.
The wife is going after them. They got blood in their hands and the policies and stuff. Her husband, if the law was followed and did it right, her husband would be alive today. That guy that murdered her husband, that killed that cop, was arrested 21 times and was released because of the policies of Hochul, Bragg, and Adams and the Democrats. And this is not, it's all, every city Every town that a Democrat runs it will have a George Soros attorney
runs
in it. And people are getting killed.
Runs it into the ground.
Yeah, they're all running to the ground. That's why it's very important for you as an individual not to vote for
vote
a party,
out.
But vote
Stop
for
voting them
vote,
in.
Yeah, vote them out. Because
Stop
of what happened.
Because going to pummel on you. You're not
because
getting nothing.
Right. That's why if you interview New Yorkers, whether you be in the Bronx or in Manhattan or anywhere in Brooklyn, Queens, or any of the five boroughs or anywhere in the state, they're all asking and begging for Trump to hold a rally there because they want to support him. New York is in play. Same thing in California is in play now. Biden's approval rating for support in the latest polling has him only about 52%. From the mid-60s, now he's down to like 52%. He could lose California, which is a good thing because Steve Garvey's doing really good and against Shifty Schiff, and that's a big thing there. And we expect that's the other breaking news today. Every Dominion machine has been kicked out, and the officers of Dominion has been put in jail. They are no longer in existence. They are being arrested for treason and they're being tried and hung as we speak.
They'll do ballots. They'll do something.
We got many people in a lot of different places. I'd like to thank the Heritage Foundation. I'd like to thank the RNC. I'd like to thank Scott Pressler and others around the country and yours truly and others. For exposing the corruption of the ballots, it's happening in every state now where we got people in place to make sure that there's no more mules, no more stuffing ballot boxes, no more of the criminal activities. Pennsylvania, the appeals court, the federal court just ruled in favor of making sure that every ballot, everything's in before by election day, and it has to be signed and it has to be dated. Any kind of discrepancy, it does not count, and you cannot appeal it. And that's the way it is. And it's going now. It's good not only in Pennsylvania, but we're getting it in all 50 states. So we're making sure that it's not going to happen. And
how about same day registration?
No more same day registration. You have to be registered at least 3 months in advance. There is no more same day registration in all 50 states. You have to be registered ahead of time.
How about ID? What kind of ID?
Everyone has to have ID. And if you're doing a mail-in ballot, it's got to be verified with the last digits of Social Security and a proper signature.
Okay. Biden's not giving out SS cards?
Not giving out cards or anything else. We're taking care of everything. We're working our way through everything. It is very, very important that we make sure that election integrity is there. And we're working, I'm actually voting out. We're actually registering a lot of people in this country that's flipped from Democrat to Republican or never voted before is for registering Republicans. In Pennsylvania, there was like 80,000 Amish people that never voted. It's now registered Republicans, thanks to Scott Pressler. We're going to not only the gun shows, but we're going to everywhere to vote, bingo halls, different meetings, going to supermarkets and gas stations, and all that stuff going in. You know, so we're everywhere you can find people, there's going to be people registered to vote. In Florida alone, there's like 900,000. More registered Republicans than Democrats in the state of Florida. There's no one running in the statewide election that could win that's a Democrat. They know it. There's a woman running against Rick Scott, Democrat, but she has no chance in hell to actually win that. She would have to basically get 1 million votes over to win that, and she ain't going to get that.
Okay.
especially in the presidential election, because Trump's going to win Florida by a good 20 points or 30 points. And these coattails are going to be big. That's the other thing. When you're running in a presidential election, if you have a really good candidate on top that's very popular, and Trump is, his coattails should be big enough to pull a lot of people across the finish line. That's why when you see polling in Arizona where Kerry Lake is behind by a couple points, it doesn't mean anything because Trump is up by 6 or 7. If Trump wins by 6 or 7, Kerry Lake wins by 2. And that's how it's going to be.
Did they have an Arizona primary yet?
They had a presidential primary, but they're not the regular primary. I think they have another date for that. But Kerry Lake's winning. And in the primary, if there is any, but in the general election, you're talking about this ultra left wing Democrat, but right now he's up by two points, but he'll lose. Because first of all, we got rid of all the Maricopa County stuff. They changed the laws in there that we actually went through the federal court that prevents the thief of a governor to still interfere. We got her kicked out. So we have a fair election. And it's going to be it looks like we're heading into paper ballots.
Katie Hobbs is
going to
do something.
Can't. She doesn't have any. She has no power. They stripped her. So, and Penny,
Why is she still governor?
See, all the name right now, pending the outcome of the criminal activity, criminal investigations and stuff, and she'll be gone soon.
All right.
But the bottom line is things will work in working in pretty good shape. We expect to win in the Republicans expect to pick up 5 to 10 seats in the Senate. 10 seats will put us about 59. We'll be right around. We'll definitely. Everybody knows we're going to win take over the Senate. That's a given, especially because of West Virginia. It's a slam dunk there. And we also got one Maryland seat big, and there's a few others. So
I mean, the cargo ship really, really put it there. That was so dumb. That was...
That's an odd scene. There's a lot of things that, like I said, it wasn't a good month for the Democrats at all. First, Lake and Riley,
you know what?
Open
Whatever
borders.
They're doing to take the conversation off the front page, it's hurting.
It's backfiring. Yeah, it's backfiring. Because now they say, oh, the government's going to pay for the rebuilding of the bridge. What happened to the insurance? It's not going to happen because the insurance.
And Congress is not going to give them the money. So where is he getting the money?
Right. No. What's going to happen is the insurance company the insurance companies will be paying for that.
He's taking it out of that $1.2 trillion. That's what he's doing.
Maybe I don't know, but it doesn't matter because the insurance it's being held up anyway because the insurance company is involved in this now, so that's being held up.
I think it's criminal. I want to know how they came up with the idea that could go under that bridge. It wasn't high enough, the bridge. It was done on purpose. The name, Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yeah, no. That's the other story. That's the other story. Francis Scott, they want to make sure the citizens of Maryland and the rest of the country want to make sure that bridge name stays the same and not to change it. People are worried they're going to make it the George Floyd Bridge or Obama Bridge or something like that.
So what they do, knock it down so they can build a new bridge and name it differently? Is that their attack?
That may be.
It's not
That's another thing. By the way, to answer the chat room question about how's the house look, the house looks pretty good. We expect to pick up. Right now we have a one-seat lead between the two. Well, we expect to pick up about 40 seats in the house, maybe more, especially now after the Democrats attack the law enforcement, support open borders, support criminals, attack Christians, attack God, attack Easter, attack Israel, attack the Jewish people. What happened? They attacked
the Tea Party.
We've been attacked. You know.
Well, I don't know. I've been posting.
Yeah, I don't think Al Sharpton should be named the bridge either. Look, little story about Al Sharpton. He's skinny as hell. But this guy, Al Sharpton, he goes back to Twala Bawley days, and when he made up a
sanctuary church, and it was a lie. It was all a fraud.
Shirley Bawley turned out to be a complete fraud. And that's a big thing there, and stuff like that. But he used to go into a place called Junior's in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. Used to eat there, have his cheesecake and all that other stuff. But if you go and eat with him back then, it's totally different than what he does on TV or when he becomes a preacher. He is like a normal human being without the camera. But
the common job.
Yeah. Well, other than that, because when I lived down in that area, I used to run into him once in the Blue Moon.
They're all con jobs.
Yeah.
They're all liars, cheats, frauds, and con jobs.
But
people are so suckered and gullible.
Nice. Al Sharpton is a racist. He is anti-American, anti-Jew, big time. And I'd rather sit in front of, the guy
he's
from the mob.
He's not ordained. Al Sharpton is not ordained.
No, he's not.
He's fraud. He's no reverend. He's a name. He's a title.
I agree with Gates did a great job when he was Al Sharpton came into Congress. This is from reading off the chat line in the room. Al Sharpton came in came into Congress in a hearing a while back, and Matt Gaetz leaned into him and slammed it for all he's worth. And one of the great things about Gaetz is that he knows how, just like Jim Jordan, just like Cuomo, they know how to. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, they know how to take somebody and get and corner them. Same thing with what's the name from New York that did that to the three university Sesnick, whatever her name is.
Woman.
Yeah.
Who still works there.
So there's a lot of.
All fraud.
The three women that works at college at the university did a great job. There's Gowdy's anonymous.
Switch topic. What's going on with those young ladies that got punched in the face?
Okay, in New York, I don't know how many people watch Newsmax.
I do.
Fox has it too. They also had it, but Newsmax really did a series on it with Rob Schmidt. They interviewed the three women that got punched in the face. There's a group of blacks or illegals. We don't know which is which that come in, and if you're walking down the street. They'll punch you in the face and stuff like that. And they got three women doing it. And they arrest them. If they catch them, they arrest them, and then they let them go 2 seconds later. And it doesn't even pay to arrest them because they're out faster than doing the paperwork for
but
and
the
booking.
But the judges let them out. Because
right.
And
that's
and
also
Adam
you got. And brag and all that stuff. That's another reason why that no one in New York should be voting for a Democrat. I think they're learning lessons, though.
How come they didn't learn a lesson after de Blasio?
Because it wasn't that bad. It was just now it was.
It was bad under de Blasio.
But it's worse now.
And a racist. And an asshole. How could you not? Curtis Leo, I don't understand how people could be so stupid.
Epic Times is really good. They got movies.
What?
Epic Times, the person in the chat room, she posted Epic Times. She likes to get info and Democracy Now. Epic Times is great. They got a couple movies out, one on J6, you should go watch. It's really good. And they got in there, just like RSPN, the guest that we had a few last year, Capital Punishment, Nick Searcy. Nick Searcy.
And Frank
Panico is another one. But Nick Searcy did a movie called Capital Punishment and about J6, and then it's Capital Punishment 2. Those are good. Also, Epic Times got the J6 movie and a couple other movies. Frank Pinocchio has Systematic Deception and a bunch of others out there. Talking about a guest coming on, we're working on getting John Snyder back on. That's from Dukes and Hazzard. He has a movie talking about America's greatness. And Alveda King I was talking to this week. And we'll see if she could get on soon, too. And because right now,
how about
like
Ollie
I said...
North? Did Ollie ever answer you?
We're working on that. That takes a little time because we got to go through his booking agent. So we're working on that.
Got a booking agent? Okay.
Yes, he's got a booking agent, and I'm working on that. Ollie North was on...
You should invite. Remember Diamond and Silk?
Yeah.
We should invite Silk on. She's still flowing. She's still doing her stuff. You know, she's still doing a show every day. She's doing her pod. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, so, Mike. Like I said, I'm working. Also working with Mike Essen on the Ollie North because he got him on the show a couple of times. So connections there.
How is Mike Essen doing?
He's up and down, up and down. He's kind of off the radio now, unless they change his mind. But because he has to calm down somewhat and focus on getting healthy at the moment. But we'll see where he goes. So he likes to do sports and movies and stuff like that, and he's focused on that. Staying away from the politics and stuff because it's stressful right now. He doesn't want to get a heart attack again.
Okay.
No, that's
well,
what he's doing.
He's doing good. I hope he feels better. And Passover's coming in a month.
Yeah, the 12th. Yeah, the Passover.
Yes, everybody, it's Masa time.
Yeah, April 22nd is Passover. I know a number of organizations are trying to help people in Israel and Ukraine, the Jews over there, because, and stuff, especially the Holocaust survivors, and there's about 100,000 plus left in those. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're working to make sure they got, especially now what's going on in Israel, they're working to make sure that everybody's able to get a Passover, to observe the Passover holy days.
You gotta love Eric Clapton and all the musicians feeling bad for the Gaza.
We said Ollie Law, we're working to get him on the show. What we think about Trans Day, it's a slap in the face of every Christian, any God-believing person out there. And that is really bad. Biden doubled and tripled down, but every Democrat also doubled and tripled down this proclamation they did yesterday, but today. And it's going to cost them the election, along with everybody else, because what I've been seeing throughout the social media network, everyone who believes in God doesn't have to be Christian. Anybody that believes in God will not vote for Biden or any Democrat anytime, anyhow, because, like I said early in the show, they are literally attacking God, and they're attacking Israel. They could have moved. They could have moved that day to another day. Could have done tomorrow. Could have been next week. They could have done it whichever.
The plan was to upset people.
Right, and they did. And it worked.
I'm not upset about it.
You know how many trans folks are there?
Only thing I'm focused on is making sure Donald J. Trump is the president of this great country. That's all I give a shit about. The rest, I don't give a shit about. Because once you get Trump back in the House, then things are going to start rocking and rolling in this country, and we're going to see some light of day. That's it. Okay? You can yank and pink and all that shit. But the ultimate point is that Donald J. Trump will be voted in as the 47th president. That's all that counts, really. And now it's time for me to tell all my listeners, y'all have a great week. I hope you had a great Easter, enjoyed your food, your friends. You had a great time at church. And something really made you feel good. It was an awesome day for you. And in spite of all the other bullshit, because life has bullshit, it's not worth focusing on right now. God bless Israel. God bless this great, great country I live in. Free country. Awesome country. Awesome people, except for the assholes, the buttheads, the scammers, the jammers, and the cons, and the idiots. This is Scarlett Butler saying, bye, everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday.
Okay. Anyway, that was Scarlett. And before we end the show, because we got a few more minutes. So first of all, there's not that many trans people to vote, but that's out there. Maybe 1%, if that, in this country. There's 340 million citizens in this country. Maybe 190 or 200 million people are actually voting around that area. We'll have more of a count as we get closer to election. Out of that, maybe 1 million people is transgender, which is a mental health issue, a psychological issue. They should learn how to, if you're born a boy, a man, you should understand and grow up to be proud of who you are. If you're born a girl, a woman, you should be proud of who you are. You got to learn to be comfortable in your own skin and to try to bring the best out of you and grow from there and start and look into an inner being and understand who you are as a human being, as a man, as a woman, and not be pressured to be something you're not. And that's a big thing. And that's a big thing there. But it's not just the transgender stuff he did. He went after Israel because he wanted the Arab vote. It was the thing in Michigan and Minnesota because they voted 10% to 20% uncommitted or no part in no one. And instead of him, and he could lose both states. And so he threw Israel under the bus for their vote. And the same time, he threw all the Jewish people in there. Now, Israel, with the war going on and everything else, and literally these people are not only captured, but they were raped and tortured and killed. And yet Biden supports the terrorists and the Democrats double down on it. They are losing the Jewish vote. How many times, and I'm talking to Jewish people, how many times you got to walk into the oven to realize that the Democrats are not for you? They haven't been since the last time the Democrats support you was back in 1948 when Truman supported for the State of Israel. Look, other than that, really has been a problem all the way through. Don't forget, Clinton supported Arafat. Remember Hillary kissing out Mrs. Arafat? You know, you're not going to get a fair shake from a Democrat. The last time anyone in this country, the supporting president that supported Israel was Trump, and he was still in Baghdad. Remember the Abraham Accord? Remember bringing the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the embassy? So, you know, that's all for Israel. We got the Abraham Accord. We have peace all the way. And not just in the Middle East, but around the world, thanks to Trump. And that's what we need back as a strong leader. And the tax on Christian, tax on Christianity, tax on the Bible, tax on Israel, tax on Bibi Netanyahu, the tax on the American people, law enforcement and the border and everyone else, the law-abiding citizens, will guarantee Trump winning because he is for the people, while everybody else, the Democrats and Biden, is for the swamp rats, the establishment, and the globalists. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on the Truth is Out There, Voice of People radio show. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. To join the team, we go to truthisthetruth.net. That's the truthisthetruth.net. And sign up and subscribe. Anyway, have a great evening. Happy Easter, everyone. Thank God we live in the best country in the world. Have a great evening, and God bless you all, and God bless the USA.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God.
Good night, America. See you Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Till then, have a great evening.